Freaking dog.
Wow.
You got a dog?
I got a dog. I actually got two of them.
No kidding. Yeah, it just it, the freaking hair, I could just do without, It's just it gets everywhere. I have a Chihuahua.
Ah, the old Chihuahua.
Yeah, big attitudes. They just think that they're, a big deal. But anyway, I mean, I love her. She's got this blonde hair, so it's but she's all over me. She's and wherever she is, her hair is. So it's like she's a giant fur ball, like putting all this hair like all over the place. And here it is. I'm trying to, make a halfway decent impression. And anyway, sorry, I'm venting.
And she's yapping. She's
Yeah,
yapping all the time. She won't shut up.
she would be yapping right now. She couldn't control herself. And she'll run into big dogs. I mean,
Yeah.
that's a problem. You got a big dog?
I've got a big dog. I did have a little dog, but football practice and I had a field goal set up. I
Cool.
set the dog up and then I never saw it again.
Cool. Do you take the bus often?
The bus?
We're on a bus right now.
Oh. Yeah, I take the Greyhound.
Well, we're not on a Greyhound. We're just on a city bus right now.
The city bus,
Yeah,
yeah.
we're taking. You're going somewhere. I don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
How far are you going down?
I'm going across town. Going
Across. Oh, okay.
to the south side.
South Side. Wow,
Yeah.
that's a little rough area. Do you work over there?
I just enjoy riding the bus.
You just ride the.
I
Oh,
ride the
really?
bus. I
Yeah,
get
no, I
on
have.
it and I ride it.
Is that right? You ride the bus. Monica Lewinsky. I don't know if you know who that is, but it was the president's whore.
Oh yeah.
But she loved riding the tube. That's what they call it over in London. That was her favorite ride. Riding the tube after Bill Clinton.
A little bit of the old double decker, huh?
Yeah, riding the tube.
Yeah.
Yeah, ride the subway. They call it the tube.
That's right. I'll get on the bus and
You just ride it.
I just ride it. I
Do you
get on there
journal?
and I go and I'll talk to the bus driver mainly, and he tells me you say one more word and I'm kicking you off this bus.
Get out of here. So you're like aggravating the bus driver?
Yeah, he'll kick me either off the bus or the back of the bus and but yeah, I just stay on it all day long.
Now, do you get paid to like be on the bus or
I don't know. It's actually I waste a lot of money on the bus.
you waste
I waste most of the money that I have on the bus.
So I got to ask you, I mean, it's a little unusual. I work in radio, so I'm an on-air personality. That's what I do for a living. So, if I was going to have you on my radio show, I might ask you a few questions. So, I mean, what did it for you in your mind where you said, I just got to
Just have to
ride the
ride the
bus
bus.
all day
Yeah.
long, and is it satisfying to you in some way to ride the bus to see the scenery rather than like driving
It
yourself?
was satisfying at first, and then it became quite the addiction, and now it's a bit of a
So
problem,
you're
and I can't
addicted to the
stop.
bus.
I am addicted to bus
Now, do
riding.
you fall asleep on the bus?
Occasionally, if I'm tired, if I've had a long bus ride the previous day, the following day I'll need a nap to
And so how many hours a
rest
day do
up.
you ride? I mean, you say all day. I mean, literally 8
Yeah,
hours
it
on
could
the
be anywhere
bus.
from 8 to 12,
And how
really.
much money a day are you spending on bus fare?
Cents, just
Now, do
lots
you
of
eat on the
cents.
bus? Do you clean yourself on the bus? Do you change on the bus? What do you do? Like, what's your behavior?
Well, I'll start off this way. I'll come on the bus, I'll have a cup of coffee.
So you drink on the bus? Is that allowed on the bus? Because a lot of, it says no drinking.
It's frowned upon. We'll just leave it at that. They don't like
Do you
it, but
sneak it?
yeah,
Oh, okay.
I've got a pretty nice big coat, and so I keep all my
Big
belongings there,
coat.
my cup of Joe,
Keeping
my
your Joe in there.
sub, and so I kind of just sneak it.
All right. So you're like a sneaky kind of guy.
I'm a bit shady. I'm one of those
But you admit
shadier
it.
bus
You
riders.
admit it though.
Yeah, you
All
got
right.
to.
Now, most people would say, what's your name, by the way?
My name's Larry.
Larry Keith. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Keith.
Some people would say that's a little screwy. I hope you don't mind me saying that. I'm not trying to, ruffle your feathers and all that,
I hear it all the time.
but it's a little screwy. Do you think you're a little screwy?
A bit, and
Okay.
I'm always, taking the good seats on the bus, and
The
people
good
don't like
seats.
that,
Now, do you take the handicap spaces just
Oh,
occasionally?
those are the best in
You
the
love them
house.
because you can. You know what? I like them
I
too.
can
And you can
spread
like
out.
spr exactly. I was
I
just
can
gonna say.
spread out.
You know what? And if you've had a hard day and you've been walking a lot, and you just take your dogs are aching. You
Right.
just like take your shoes off and just them dogs are just airing
I
out.
kick back,
And I don't
yeah.
care. Isn't that
Spread
weird?
out
I
the
don't care
toes.
if they smell, if there's
Yeah.
got a cheese smell or something's gone. And they're just. But if your dogs are kicking,
Right.
what are you gonna do?
There's nothing you
You
can
just
do.
put them out there,
Yeah.
and there you go. And sometimes I have like a little hairspray that I'll spray in there to just try to be nice. I really don't have to do this, but I do it.
Yeah.
Just in case, you know, I say, hey, listen, I'm spraying something. You know, if somebody gives me a dirty look.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, I'm spraying something. I'm compensating
here.
For a possibility of a backlash. It's not like I'm farting or anything like that.
No, no.
I mean, and speaking of that, have you ever farted on a bus? I mean, you're on the bus. You could drive the bus, but you're not.
So
what's my thought? Have you ever thought about driving a bus? I mean, you would be able to get paid for it, so you would never have pay.
Yeah, it would be a dream.
You could
come
be a bus driver.
It would be the dream to become a bus driver.
Well, guess what? I just interviewed the city councilman, and I have his card, and I bet you that he asked me if there's anything he could do for me. I bet you I could call down to City Hall and get you a job driving a bus. You'd have City to go bus. To bus school.
Yeah, well, the thing is,
bus school.
I don't have a license.
That's okay. We're going to put you through driver's ed.
Oh, good, good, good.
There's a driver's ed program. Now, did you ever go to kindergarten or any kind of schooling when you grew up or not really?
I went to the first day of preschool.
Oh, preschool. So you remember that. Yeah.
I remember that,
first day of PK. Yeah, pre-K. Yeah. That was really cool. Yeah, pre-K was awesome. All right. So, but no real formal necessarily edumacation, as we call it.
That's correct. Yeah, none of
okay.
the arithmetics
All
and
right.
social
okay.
studies. So I think I should qualify.
Overall. All right. That's, you know, it's about right. I don't think it's a prerequisite to drive a bus to have a GED or anything like that. So, but before I, you know, give you erroneous information, I'm going to just ask, but
yeah,
I don't
you
think
better.
You have to have any kind of education other than going to their bus school. So I'm going to check that out for you. Okay. Is that all right?
I'm willing to take, you know, a bus test if that's where that's.
No, I appreciate that. And your willingness, man. That's
yeah,
good.
I'm willing to do it. Yeah, anything it takes. So
you sound like a winner. Like you really want to do something with your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you're like,
trick.
You know what I think it is? Like you're like a nomad, like riding the bus. And what I think it is that you're trying to find yourself. And I think like on the bus, it gives you that, you know, explore your world kind of thing where you don't really know your backyard unless you explore your backyard. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah.
So that's what you're doing. You live in this city. So you're like exploring the city and you meet somebody new every time. And so think about this. You met me.
Yeah.
And maybe for a reason, finally, you've been riding this bus. And how many hours would you say you've been riding the bus to find out that maybe you're supposed to be the bus driver?
Right.
Now, would it be this route? Would it be this bus number? Do you want to replace this guy?
I would love to replace him. Frankly, I don't like the guy. I've tried
okay.
to get to know him.
No, fair enough.
He just doesn't want to show
Is he an asshole?
He's a bit of an asshole.
He's a bit of an asshole. Okay, and I don't like assholes.
No.
Is he a bully?
He's not a bully per se. Maybe a bully with words.
Yeah.
He doesn't stand up and...
Like he's going to threaten you, like physically.
Right. No physical.
Yeah, but does he give you dirty looks though? When you know when you're on the bus,
right in the rearview mirror. You know, if I'm in that handicapped seat, he'll look. I'll see his glare.
Yeah.
Right through the,
so you know that you're like he's not like approving you.
Not at all. He
like,
gives me that cold shoulder on the
like
the
if
right
you were a penny
side.
Short, like for fair, he would kick you off his bus.
Oh yeah.
That kind of guy.
Definitely.
He's not like very helpful.
No, not in the slightest.
Yeah. Now the other question I got to ask because I know he's going to ask at the city hall. Have you ever been dropped on your head?
As a baby, I believe I
okay,
was.
So that did cause some frontal lobe damage, possibly, right?
Perhaps.
Now, we might have to do an X-ray just to see if there's any connections.
Mm, okay.
But I think you still have some reasoning left. So, I mean, that
MRI,
if you make a left turn, you know the difference between the left and the right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
if you know that, you can
drive a bus.
I'll put my hands up and I'll look at the L.
Well, you put it out the window, like you put, you know, before you put the signal, so you just know.
Yeah, I'll just
the
throw
left,
that.
The throw the left
throw
and then throw the right,
right,
you know, closest to the door because it obviously can't reach out but gesturing towards the right that's the right way.
And then, and it's good that I'll have the window open because back to the whole flatulence thing, I have a lot of it.
You do
so
have
that'll help as well. It'll air out
the
bus.
Absolutely.
I won't be pissing off the people.
And you can
in the
spit
back.
Out the window.
I can spit. I can
piss.
I can yak.
You
if
can
I need
pee
to.
If you need to because they don't want you taking breaks.
Oh.
So a catheter that you can, you know, just put on and then take off, you know, it doesn't have to go inside. It's just, you know, outside catheter.
Yeah.
So you just throw it on the penis and then out the window and it's okay. But you know what? I just feel like, man, there was a reason why I rode the bus. I usually don't ride the bus.
Sure.
But I was like, what the hell? I don't want to Uber, so I'm just going to take the fucking bus.
Yeah, give it a shot.
So I'm going to call down to City Hall. Don't, again, no education. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think you need any kind of diploma or degree or anything like that. We'll just say some pre-K.
Yeah.
And I think that's enough, because I think that's enough education. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, I mean,
did you ride like a big wheel or something like that?
I had a Tonka truck. And
you know
what?
That's fine.
That's what
all
of
this
me.
Bus is like 100 of those put together. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you don't make a sudden move, you know, really too quickly, because it could be jarring.
Mm, sure.
You know what I mean? So, but bus school will teach you all that.
Okay, good.
So you want to be a bus driver.
To the bus school.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is, the city bus will change your life, man. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. And the people on it are the happiest, sweetest people you'll ever meet.
Nice people.
They're all good people.
They're deep down.
Deep down inside. They want to share their love with
now,
you.
Now, one
on the
thing
bus.
That I have noticed on this bus ride with people getting on and off the bus is there, and I don't know if you're immune to this at this point, but I smell a lot of, how do I say this nicely? Well, I guess there's no nice way to say it. I mean, a lot of BO.
Well, yeah.
You know?
That happens to the best.
Like nobody's got deodorant on.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you could sell deodorant. To passengers,
do a little side business. That's
or just like
idea.
Volunteer deodorant to people that have sense to them that are not. Yeah,
take a deodorant, pass
please,
it on.
Please, yeah, pass it on. You know what?
Interesting.
Yeah, pass it on.
Okay.
So I think that could have a nice fragrance.
Yep.
To the bus, if everybody had deodorant on.
Right. Yeah. That would make the ride a little bit more pleasant for the nostrils.
Yeah.
All
right. I'm glad that you figured that. Hey, this is my stop.
This is my stop.
I got to run. Hey, listen, nice meeting. How do I get a hold of you? Give me your number real quick.
All right. Well, I don't have a phone on me.
Oh,
actually,
shit.
I've never owned a phone.
Hey, hold on. Do you got an email address?
I don't have an email address. I don't have a lot of...
Oh, fuck me.
A lot of
are
ways
you,
to
how, all right.
get connected.
Get off the bus with me right here.
All right.
I'm going to get you a cell phone.
Oh, good. Okay.
One.
Easy to reach. Impossible to match. Of all the beautiful, breathtaking wonders in the world, only one comes with 5 spectacular casinos. Foxwoods Resort Casino. It's your kind of play, featuring over 5,800 of the loosest slots and 350 of the hottest tables. Relax in the comfort of our magnificent hotel with 1,400 luxurious rooms and suites. Savor a delicious variety of dining choices at 24 inspired restaurants and eateries. It's all waiting for you at the rolling hills of the Connecticut woods. For a welcome change that's closer than you think, play it smart, play Foxwoods, and come up a winner. For more information, call 1-800-PLAY-BIG or visit our website at foxwoods.com. Foxwoods Resort Casino, the wonder of it all.
Easy to reach.
Easy to reach.
Easy to reach.
Easy to reach.
Impossible to match.
Impossible to match.
Of all the beautiful, breathtaking wonders in the world.
Of all the beautiful, breathtaking wonders in the world.
Of all the beautiful, breathtaking wonders in the world.
Of all the beautiful, breathtaking wonders in the world.
Of all the beautiful, breathtaking wonders in the world.
Of all the beautiful, breathtaking wonders in the world.
Only one comes with 5 spectacular casinos.
Only one comes with 5 spectacular casinos.
See what we're doing there? Only one comes with 5 spectacular casinos.
Only one comes with 5 spectacular casinos.
Foxwood Resort Casino.
Foxwood Resort Casino.
You're really feeling it. Foxwood Resort Casino.
Foxwood Resort Casino.
It's your kind of play.
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 Featuring over 5,800 of the loosest slots.
Featuring over 5,800 of the loosest slots.
And 350 of the hottest tables.
And 350 of the hottest tables.
Relax in the comfort of our magnificent hotel.
Relax in the comfort of our magnificent hotel.
With 1,400 luxurious rooms and suites.
With 1,400 luxurious rooms and suites.
Savor a delicious variety of dining choices.
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 At 24 inspired restaurants and eateries.
At 24 inspired restaurants and eateries.
It's all waiting for you.
It's all waiting for you
at the Rolling Hills of the Connecticut Woods.
At the Rolling Hills of the Connecticut Woods.
For a welcome change that's closer than you think.
For a welcome change that's closer than you think.
Play it big or play it smart.
Play it smart.
Play Foxwoods.
Play Foxwoods.
So then you think, play it smart.
Play it smart.
Play it smart.
Play it smart.
Play Foxwoods.
Play Foxwoods.
And come up a wiener.
And come up a winner.
What did the wiener dog say to the other wiener dog after the race was completed? He said, I'm the wiener. Somebody told me that joke the other day. I'm like, that was hilarious. I'm the winner. For more information, call 1-800-PLAY-BIG.
For more information, call 1-800-PLAY-BIG.
Or visit our website at foxwoods.com.
Or visit our website at foxwoods.com.
Foxwood Resort Casino.
Foxwood Resort Casino.
The wonder.
The wonder.
Of it all.
Of it all.
There we go. Of it all.
Of it all.
There we go.
The wonder of it all.
Now what I want you to do is close your eyes and just listen to the master.
Okay.
And your Jedi master in training. Someday be Jedi. Someday you'll be Jedi. Someday. Easy to reach, impossible to match. Of all the beautiful, breathtaking wonders in the world, only one comes with 5 spectacular casinos. Foxwood Resort Casino. It's your kind of play. Featuring over 5,800 of the loosest slots and 350 of the hottest tables. Relax in the comfort of our magnificent hotel with 1,400 luxurious rooms and suites. Savor a delicious variety of dining choices at 24 inspired restaurants and eateries. It's all waiting for you at the Rolling Hills of the Connecticut Woods. For a welcome change that's closer than you think, play it smart, play Foxwoods, and come up a winner. For more information, call 1-800-PLAY-BIG or visit our website at foxwoods.com. Foxwood Resort Casino, the wonder of it all. I want to go to Foxwoods, baby. Let's go.
Sounds like a good spot.
I'm telling you, food, lots of gambling.
Easy to reach.
And lots of women. Lots of hot women. We like it. But they're not loose like the slot machines. Are your slots loose? Come to Foxwoods. All right. So there's that one. So work on that.
Okay.
And so, again, the line by line, you know, I don't know. What program are you using for on your phone right now? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I still don't have an
editor.
Or a microphone for that matter, but I just use this like voice memo thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, do you have a home computer?
Yeah, I've got a little Apple laptop.
Oh, okay.
So I could use a GarageBand.
Yeah. So, and I think in GarageBand you can like highlight a certain section and loop it, so it goes plays over and over. So that's how I learn this stuff. So if you isolate, like the first line where you're like easy to reach, impossible to match, like you're doing already. Easy to reach, impossible to match. Easy to reach, impossible to match. Easy to reach, impossible to match.
Oh, and just have it replay.
Yeah, over and over again. Of all the beautiful, breathtaking wonders in the world, and then kind of glue it all together like you're putting together a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And then record yourself after doing that a number of times, like 25 to 30.
Okay.
And if that's not enough, another 25 to 30.
Yeah.
Or 100.
Yeah.
But so the flow is just effortlessly, you know, you don't even have to think about it.
Right.
Like you mentioned, muscle memory. So, you know, repetition is the mother of all skills. So the more you do that over, but that's how I really mastered
it. Did it. Yeah.
You know, where I sounded exactly like what I heard was to sit there and just dig in. And so, what really stuck with me with what one coach, Don Keyes, told me, God bless him, he's dead, but he would tell me, if you get one of these, everything else that comes after, it's going to be just so much easier.
Mm.
No matter what it is because you really understand the principles and understand the, you know, how to navigate through it. And you understand the sounds and variations of that. And you're learning how to, coordinate, you know, your tone, the tonality, the intonation of your voice, and then the acting nuances that are going with it, your emotional output.
Yeah.
When you inject those particulars, because there's really a lot of facets to your personality that you were inputting into the copy to really bring it alive. So rather than just merely just acting out, you know, I'm just reading it. You're not reading it. You're communicating it. Mm-hmm. So remember that it's communication. You know, anybody can sit up and read something.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a good voice. You know, I'm like, it's just not enough to have a good voice.
Right.
What the hell you do with the voice, how you make me feel about it. And then the professionalism comes again from just burrowing down and saying, I'm going to get this no matter what.
Yeah.
But it will, and it's true, that redundancy of just doing it, you get that under your belt, that gives you like so much more confidence. So then when you step into that and you approach a piece of copy, you got that in your belt and you feel so much better about it. You're like, hey, I got a victory. That feels so much better when you get a win, right?
Mm-hmm.
Opposed to having no wins.
Right.
Right. But when you get that, it makes you feel like you got some wind in your sails.
Yeah.
Like, I think I can do this. So it's a win-win to get this. But that's the price you got to pay to be really good at this.
Yeah.
Is to, and it's not rocket science, but it's a formula that'll get your eyes going, your ears, your mind, your voice used to making those, you know, your larynx and your throat's going to feel a little different sometimes depending on what you're doing it, but then it'll just kind of fall right into place where it's like, I'm just used to doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not overly thinking it because you're thinking, God, this is so odd because I wouldn't do it this way. It doesn't matter. This is the way it's done.
Yeah.
And it's you, the actor, that's doing this. And you have to remember that. So when you're stepping up to the microphone, it's, you know, you're going to work as the actor, the performer, right?
Right.
So it's almost like you're taking a back seat and just kind of being the spectator. Hold on for a second here, you know, and eventually it'll just be that.
Yeah.
And it'll become obvious where you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Got this. This one reminds me of about 8 or 10 things I've done before, you know, then you just, you just plug right in.
Right.
Right. And you got it.
Okay.
So, all right, we're going to do the do.
Do the do.
Man's hungry and thirsty. It would not be a Mountain Dew I'd be reaching for in the hot summer day, but that's advertising for you.
That's right.
We're selling it, baby. We're selling it. Doing the do. I don't know when the last time I had drunk at Mountain Dew.
I don't know. Yeah.
Wow. There used to be something called Mellow Yellow, which was similar to Mountain Dew. It was the same pea color.
Right.
But it was called Mellow Yellow. And so they were like, it called me Mellow Yellow. Mellow Yellow. You have to look it up.
No, I remember it.
Mellow Yellow.
In the dispensaries.
Tab. And before Diet Coke, there was Tab.
Hmm.
Get your Tab. Zero calorie Tab.
All tabbed out.
Yep. You ever watch Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox?
Yeah.
He gets up to the bar and he goes, give me a tab. He says, I can't give you a tab unless you order something. Just give me something without sugar. He gives him coffee, but tabs, it was a drink.
Yeah.
It was a cola. Give me something without sugar. Tab.
Mm.
They don't sell it anymore, obviously.
Yeah.
And the dog food Calcan is extinct because that was a popular dog food back then in the 80s. Calcan.
Calcan?
That was it. Calcan.
Oh, Calcan.
Yeah. That was the dog food that was used. That was the 80s. Oh, yeah, Calcan. Hey, I need some Calcan. It wasn't a really hot name, you know.
Nah.
Calcan. Now my, what does your dog eat? Calcan.
No more.
No cows.
Purina.
Yeah, Purina. Yeah, exactly. All right. Tell me about this delicious soda.
You know, there's something about these hot summer days that call for an ice-cold Mountain Dew. That cool, fresh, lemony taste. There's just nothing quite like it. Working out here in the hot sun all day can really get to you after a while. That's why the refreshing feeling that I get from a Mountain Dew is worth more to me than almost anything at all. Take it from me. Mountain Dew is the cool refresher you'll ask for time and time again.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew. The soft drink that stands by itself.
Yeah, rap partner.
And that there, we'll wrap it up.
Now, what we got to do is we got to put some relatability into this. All right? So, man, you're fucking roasting. You've been dogging it, man. I mean, I don't know about you, but working on a chain gang, almost being out there doing the landscape thing at 110 degrees, dirt all over you, and your crotch itching, and you got dirt in the crack of your ass because you've been working in the trees. I mean, you got shit biting you, and you're just fucking angry, and just you want a shower. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're stanking.
Shower of Mountain Dew.
Exactly. And you got Mountain Dew all over you, and you know, I got to tell you something. Just, you know, man, I'm exhausting myself to just tell you that I am kind of miserable out here doing this. But let me let you in on a little secret. I'm like, you know, throw it back at me. You know. But genuine, you know. I want to tell you something. So you're like, there's something about these hot summer days.
There's something about these hot summer days.
The call for an ice-cold Mountain Dew.
That call for an ice-cold Mountain Dew.
You hear that, how that ice just breaks through? Because I'm telling you a story. That ice-cold Mountain Dew.
That ice-cold Mountain Dew.
Because we're not talking about anything else but this ice-cold Mountain Dew. It's my baby. Cold. It's my baby.
That ice-cold Mountain Dew.
I mean, there's nothing better. There ain't nothing better out there than this ice-cold Mountain Dew, damn it. That cool, fresh, lemony taste.
That cool, fresh, lemony taste.
And a little bit more consistent with it. The cool, fresh, lemony taste.
The cool, fresh, lemony taste.
This is very lemony.
Lemony.
The cool, fresh, lemony taste.
That cool, fresh, lemony taste.
There's just nothing quite like it.
There's just nothing quite like it.
Like, I'm telling you, I've drunk a lot of things, but there's nothing quite
nothing
like it.
Quite like it.
I'm telling you.
You know, there's just nothing quite like it.
You know, there's just nothing quite like it. Working out here in the hot sun all day can really get to you after a while.
Working out here in the hot sun all day can really get to you after a while.
That's why the refreshing feeling that I get from a Mountain Dew.
That's why the refreshing feeling that I get from a Mountain Dew
is worth more to me.
Is worth more to me
than almost anything at all.
Than almost anything at all.
Take it from me.
Take it from me.
Mountain Dew is the cool refresher.
Mountain Dew is the cool refresher.
You'll ask for it time and time again.
You'll ask for it time and time again.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
The soft drink that stands by itself.
The soft drink that stands by itself.
The soft drink that stands.
The soft drink that stands.
By itself.
By itself.
Do the do at MountainDew.com.
Do the do. Do the do at MountainDew.com.
There you go. Do the do at MountainDew.com.
Do the do at MountainDew.com.
Don't just be a doer. Be a Mountain Dewer.
Don't just do it all up all dewy day. Just
be a doer. Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, dude.
Ain't nothing doer to do than a Mountain Dew.
There ain't nothing doer to do than a Mountain Dew.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's what he said. So,
you know,
tasting your words, tasting them, anticipating them at the tip of your tongue. So the articulation. It's almost like you're opening up your mouth and you're tasting the words, and then you're being thoughtful as what you're saying because you're the splainer. You're telling me what's going on, and you're really lamenting on certain keywords, that cool, fresh, lemony taste.
Yeah.
Rather than just skimming it through and blasting through, you're like, that cool, fresh, lemony taste, there's just nothing quite like it. Working out here in the hot sun all day can really get to you after a while. You know, nonchalantly.
Yeah, you got to tell the story.
You're telling this with feeling.
Yeah.
Not overly doing it, but at the same time, you're personalizing it.
Okay.
And you're taking me on this journey. And even if you can't relate because you're like, well, I don't drink the fucking shit. Well, for a minute, I'm like, work with me. Some people are really impossible. They have no imagination. I'm like, and I know you do. Mm-hmm. So imagining something you like. All right, I don't like Mountain Dew, but I like Dr. Pepper. Like, if I'm going to drink a soda, I like Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. I like some ginger ale. Mm-hmm. I'll drink some Sprite. Shit like that, you know. Right. But whatever it is, inject that in so you get those good feelings about what it is. Like, I like root beer sometimes, you know. I mean, damn.
Yeah.
Got to have some good root beer. Some people just either love it or hate it. No in between with root beer. Are you root beer?
I'm a root beer guy.
You're a root beer kind of guy?
I mean, depending on what I'm eating.
You got to be in the mood.
Yeah, you got to be in the mood for the root beer. And you got to have that certain item of food that
goes
well with it. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, like in Tallahassee, where I was born and raised, there's this place called Bradley's Country Store, and they serve the best sausage dogs you'll ever eat.
Oh, man,
and
that'll
so
go with it.
We'd go out to the country, and we would get a sausage dog, and I'd get, like, an old-fashioned root beer.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
the good kind.
They have all those old sodas still that you can get right out of the bottle.
Dad's root beer and all
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
It was
exactly.
The best, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, they used to have something called the A&W root beer stands,
mm-hmm.
Where you'd have hot dog.
Yeah.
And, you know, shit
like
that.
I actually saw one in Tampa, but it's way, way north.
They have an A&W?
They have an A&W.
Get
like
out of here.
Fast food A&W.
That
joint.
Was back in the day. You'd find those all over the place.
Yeah, there's one on some main road way out by the campus.
Get yourself a good hot dog.
Yeah.
It's hard to find. Now, at the Home Depot, you can get a hot dog once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Always in the front parking lot.
They got the dogs, man. Do you want a jumbo or do you want the regular? You know, yeah. How do you want your dog?
Yeah.
Get yourself a hot dog. They're good. They're pretty good. I mean, you don't want to think about what's in them, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
It goes down all right. Usually get a good burp like, oh, yeah, that was delicious, man. I don't know how good it is for you, but hey, it's a little carcinogen in it, but hey, hopefully there was no hormones. Is that hormone free? Did the pig have free range? I saw this a free range movie or expo on expose about free range. What that really means is that chickens are dumb. Mm-hmm. So you say free range, he goes, well, they may be free range, but them fucking things will stay in the building.
Right.
So they have the ability to go out,
but they
might be able to go out maybe 50 feet. If they want to go out, they have the ability to go out 50 feet outside of the barn. Into this area that, you know, is quartered off, but it's free range.
Right, so it's not even. It reminds me of, did you ever see Portlandia?
Yeah.
That first episode.
Same shit.
Like,
same shit.
Do you think we go visit where the chicken was from?
I mean, I'm like, what the hell? That's free range. So my whole concept of seeing advertising free range or...
Yeah.
You know, hormone, antibiotic free or whatever it is.
You expect they're, you know, off in some
bowel. That's the healthiest cat or excuse me. Yeah, I'm eating pussy. Chinese restaurants. Some local establishments do use cats. They're not supposed to.
Well, that's what my dad was always like. You know, you'll never see a dog around a Chinese restaurant.
No. You really don't. That's true. What's your backup? Yeah, exactly. We can cut him up.
Yeah.
Man, he'd be a good stir fry. We just use the tail. We use the tail and the...
It's all good.
Exactly. Oh, Lord. All right. Hit me with Mountain Dew one more time, and then we're going to do the chilies.
All right. You know, there's something about these hot summer days that call for an ice-cold Mountain Dew. That cool, fresh, lemony taste. There's just nothing quite like it. Working out here in the hot sun all day can really get to you after a while. That's why the refreshed feeling that I get from a Mountain Dew is worth more to me than almost anything at all. Take it from me. Mountain Dew is the cool refresher you'll ask for time and time again. Mountain Dew, the soft drink that stands by itself.
And I'll do one for you for the recording. You know, there's something about these hot summer days that call for an ice-cold Mountain Dew. That cool, fresh, lemony taste? There's just nothing quite like it. Working out here in the hot sun all day can really get to you after a while. That's why the refreshing feeling that I get from a Mountain Dew is worth more to me than almost anything at all. Take it from me. Mountain Dew is the cool refresher you'll ask for time and time again. Mountain Dew, the soft drink that stands by itself. The timing aspect to them, little pauses.
Yeah. Definitely the last part.
Exactly. All right. Chili's. I like this commercial for some reason. Check it out. There was an explosion that happened way back in time. It happened at the Chili's right around the corner. And now, with more on that story, is my good friend, Wesley. Wesley, tell us about it.
Not long ago, in a Chili's restaurant, the server, carrying a Big Mouth burger to a customer, turned a corner and collided with another server carrying a tray of nachos. Both customers got more than they expected, because what could have been disastrous turned out delicious. Tangy tortilla strips, jalapenos, and pesto on a burger grilled to perfection. Introducing Chili's new Nacho Big Mouth Burger. Nachos and a burger on a collision course with destiny.
Not long ago in a Chili's restaurant.
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 The server carrying a Big Mouth Burger to a customer.
The server carrying a Big Mouth Burger to a customer.
Turned a corner and collided with another server carrying a tray of nachos.
Turned a corner and collided with another server carrying a tray of nachos.
Turned a corner and collided with another server carrying a tray of nachos.
Turned a corner and collided with another server carrying a tray of nachos.
Both customers got more than they expected.
Both customers got more than they expected.
Because what could have been disastrous?
Because what could have been disastrous?
Turned out delicious.
Turned out delicious.
Tangy tortilla strips.
Tangy tortilla strips.
Jalapenos and pesto.
Jalapenos and pesto.
On a burger grilled to perfection.
On a burger grilled to perfection.
Introducing Chili's new Nacho Big Mouth Burger.
Introducing Chili's new Nacho Big Mouth Burger. Introducing Chili's
new Nacho Big Mouth Burger.
New Nacho Big Mouth Burger.
Nachos and burger.
Nachos and burger.
On a collision course with destiny.
On a collision course with destiny.
Good. Good. So the two that I want you to work on is the Chili's and the Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Just those two this week.
Okay.
And do it the way that I told you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And just work on one at one time, not the two, just the one. And then isolate it. And if you can, and GarageBand. GarageBand's a really good program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And isolate that. And I really think that you'll be so much further ahead in the curveball by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And just, in, you know, have fun doing it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because a lot of times, you know, I use the analogy of a dumb parakeet or a dumb bird. But the bird really is not consciously thinking about what he's saying. He's just saying it. And he just says it. And he says, well, how do you remember it? Well, he remembers it because, his, you know, it gets in there. He hears it. Hello, hello, hello.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it the same way every single time because that's the way he heard it.
Mm. Interesting.
Hello, pretty bird. Hello, pretty bird.
Yeah.
Hello, pretty bird. He says it the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
So if that fucking bird can learn that,
you
can learn this. I'm telling you, because I was the bird.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do it. And clearly that bird wants to do it for whatever. Oh, pretty bird wants a cracker. Polly want a cracker? Polly wants a cracker. Yeah. But, yeah. And then you will be the other guy on the microphone doing the commercial, getting paid for it because you paid the price to do it. You know, and it's not monetary. A lot of people come in, and I know you know this, but there's people that will throw all sorts of money at voiceover. And I'm like, dude, but if you don't do the homework, that's the key. That's
practice.
Where you really hone in. And then listen to the sessions, which are very revealing.
Right.
On what the heck is going on. Because in real time, you hear yourself one way. And then when you listen to yourself back, you know, as it was, you're like, oh, shit, I hear myself differently.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have a different perspective on what you're doing by listening to it, you know, after the fact. And then when I'm offering critique, you're like, oh, okay, now I can hear what he's saying.
Because
it's a different experience listening back, always.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm curious to listen to this, just to hear myself.
And it will be on.